Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Meditate, let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all. New gate to strangers, the world is famous. If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gas is filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we're living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of infinity. Not respecting each other, denying our brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What the fuck, y'all? Come on, now, what the truth, y'all? Come on, now, what the fuck, y'all?
I got all my Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ilaha Muhammad and Rasulullah. We only bear witness again, and we testify there's no God but one God, and the proper name is Allah, Allah meaning the creator of this creation, and he has created this creation to test us on and see which one is worthy of the great reward he have kept hidden from us. Allah said, there's a reward for doing right. And there's a reward of punishment for doing wrong. And we thank Allah for blessing us with this understanding. And he have created us out of love and out of his mercy. So we're here tonight on this Brock Talk Radio Station, here addressing some of the major problems all over the world, especially in America, with a country with a democracy that says they hold its truth to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We want to thank Allah. And we thank Allah for blessing us with Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. He is the seal of the prophet, meaning there's no more prophet that's coming. He sealed the door. He locked the door. He is the last. So that means that from now on, it's revelation. And revelation is what always has been revealed. Revealed knowledge has already been revealed. And one of the things that Prophet Muhammad revealed to the world, that the world has been kept hidden from the masses of the people, that one day you'll see the businessmen, the majority of the businessmen come corrupt. That day has arrived in America and probably throughout the world. Prophet Muhammad also predicted, or one of the predictions he made, he said in the last days you'll see people loving animals more than they love the human beings. That day is here too. That day has arrived also. Christ Jesus said one of the things that we will see in the last day, you won't be able to tell men from women. That day also has arrived. So the prediction of the prophet was able to look into the future, seeing these days coming. But also we know that the people we've been told was going to rise up and make a difference in the world. We believe that those people are no other than the people that followed, associated with Imam Washuddin Muhammad, who Prophet Muhammad prayed for majestic, and Prophet, and we said that Imam Washuddin Muhammad, his example of a majestic. He came to revive the religions, all of them, and he has done a great job. And reviving the religion means that we don't practice hate. Don't practice jealousy and envy. Don't practice disrespecting each other. Don't practice that. We must practice a good moral behavior and be the kind of example for the people that can't be pushed. Then we are following what Prophet Muhammad asked us to do, and what Prophet Muhammad and all the rest of the prophets brought to us. Allah said he does not fail in his promise. His promise is a promise of truth. Satan's job is to promise you and fail you. By his very nature, he's a failure of people that want the truth. So we on the Brock Talk Radio Station asking the world to remove all of the false images that attempt to portray the creator of this creation is bigger than any image that man can come up with and put together, and man can call it God. When man calls man a God, then that's pagan worship. And pagan worship by nature will fail. So we here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station, calling people back to the oneness of the creator of this creation. It's sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad Sims School. And also, the sponsor is no other than Amin Muhammad coming out of California. We thank him for this show. We pray that he be safe. We understand that California is going through a lot of difficulties with the weather. And we hope our brothers and sisters in California
and families
be safe tonight from all the flooding, from all the 30, 40 feet of snow. We know how can a person survive in a situation like that. They will survive with the help of my Almighty God. Snow up to the top of the roof. Snow in California. Pasadena. One of them. I got that. Yeah. I seen it on TV. Allah in control of the weather. So we pray that he keeps those good believing people safe. And we pray that the people wise up and come back and start praying and giving thanks to the one who allowed all of us to be on this earth. So we pray for that and our dua. So we hope our Hameen be safe. Those other brothers and sisters and brothers, whether they be Muslim, Jew, or Christian, may Allah may they be safe. And we know this weather is bad all over, even in Texas, Mississippi. The water is too bad to drink. They have polluted the water so bad, it's too bad to drink. So we pray that we come together as human beings. We were looking at the TV today. Gwinnett County have locked up 25 of our youth, charged them with gang-related gang activity. The law in Georgia, if you caught with a gang, in a gang, you can say you're a club member all you want to, but they pick and choose who to say in a gang. And they find out, they connect you with a gang, 5 years automatically. You know who that's designed to eliminate. You know who that's designed to eliminate. 25 young men. I didn't see no woman, a young girl. But I see 25 young men lives been messed up because Gwinnett County by itself is a house for many, many racism, Gwinnett County. Gwinnett County shown on the internet where they locked this student up for drink driving. Then said she was because being locked all day, they said she had been using drugs. Even all the tests they gave her come back negative that these people didn't have no kind of drugs in their body. This police said he can tell when somebody's drinking. Their machine is wrong. They had to turn, let that person go, but they still got it somewhere on her record. He's going to school to be a lawyer. And they got that on her record. That's driving, using drugs. Now, even after they found her not guilty, they turned her loose. It's still on her record. So that's clear evidence. These people do not want us to be productive. And You know, and that's why I choose not to call these type people white people. That's too much good for that's too good for them. White means pure. Ain't nothing right about purity. Think you're pure, but you evil. You talking about black, that is black. That is black and low down. And that goes to anybody. Any people, God says so. Any people that does wrong, God says he love us as long as we do right. Then he give us a good name that we supposed to be living up to, as well as Muslim, Mukman, living up to being a human being. That's the main one. We should be human beings, and human beings should be the most kindest creatures that God had created, and especially the woman, because she is the first teacher of every child. So when a baby, a child, a man, a woman get killed, then that child has a mother. A mother helped raise that child. But anyway, we're here tonight to get rid of the major problem, and that's that image holding God up as a man. He'll show you and tell you that God, the creator of this earth, was so, that loved his creation so much. He came down here and let his creation be nailed to a cross. And but they don't say they killed God or killed Jesus. They say he died for all our sins. How can a man die for all our sins and we were there? Huh? And really, if we, the hell we don't call from the ungodly people, we don't think that nobody should want to die for those people's sin. They should be punished. And Allah says he rewards those who do good and punish those. That's what I go by. These lies and the deception that the world brings to us is keeping the darkness in this world going. So we in the night, the music, we had music playing, the people came on, we had good music, that had Black Eyed Peas, and had Red at Night, and had the Wally Ali, and Wally Ali is gonna be in concert here in Atlanta, right after the Juma, right after Ramadan.
Don't be here. He gonna be at the
gymnasium. Even the gymnasium.
He gonna be at the. He's gonna be at the and he's gonna be at the gym up at at the gym Muhammad at Abdul Rahim Gymnasium. He's gonna be Sunday, April 23rd. In April, that's next Monday. We're right after Juma. April 23rd, from 6 to 10, and it's gonna be occasion for celebrating Eid, and they're gonna have Sister Suad Alameen is one of the singers, and we're gonna have Karina Balaya. And thy mind beloved. What's her name? The last one name.
Diamond,
huh? That one? She goes all. There's gonna be more than that. Then they're gonna have to somebody with the brand.
Diamond.
She gonna be loved. She's going to be there, so we're going to be real entertained. by Wali Ali in the gym. So we thank Wali Ali for that song, Message of Concern. Him and Sister Sue Ann, the other man. We're going to start back playing her. I open up with her CDs also.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to open her back. So we thank Allah for all what we've been blessed with. And we want to share these good things with the world. And the world is waiting on us. We didn't get a chance to go out in the street today, but I went to my barber, and we had a swinging good time talking about what a man and a woman is at the barbershop.
And
what a man is. Because he said most of the haircuts today is taking our men away from being their men and putting that feminine look in there. You know? And he was speaking on that. And I agree with it. So we Muslims, we have a job because Allah done gave us the best, greatest book in the world to live by. And that's Al-Quran. The Bible is a good book when people understand the Bible. It's that blessed who can read it and understand it. And most people we know they're not blessed and they can read the book. And we see no understanding coming to them from that book. We see a whole lot of hollering and shouting, but no education, no business, no economics, but all emotional show. So all praise is due to Allah. We're here tonight to get that image out of the world, out of the men and women's mind and heart, so we can all start living together as human beings. As long as that image is up in the world, it will never be hardly any coming together and hardly any peace coming to our mind from each other. So we thank Allah, thank Brother Amin for this Black Talk radio station where we can speak about one of the most serious things that have happened to us, because that image, it also caused us to be slow in opening business and supporting business of our children. It must relax the mind so much we don't even see security of ourselves at that point. So, alhamdulillah, or anybody else in the queue would like to share or come in and share with the believers or the people that are listening, all you have to do is match one, and we will bring you. You'll be brought into the queue, and we will cut your mic on, and you can begin to share what you would like to share to the believing people, the believing men and the believing woman, for the believing children, for the believing people of this world. You can start sharing some of the things that's going to help us get back to be human beings. So anybody would like to say anything at this time, all you got to do is raise your hand, and we will see it.
Push
one, and that's what I mean. Raise means to push one on your cell phone, and you will be brought into the queue. But we see this religion bring all people together. Satan, or the jinn, probably that he thought he was better than Adam. He thought he was much smarter than Adam. And he made it known that because Adam is made out of that stinking mud. And I'm better than him because I'm made out of fire. My skin, my mentality is lighter and brighter than he is because you made me out of fire. No, that's the beginning of Iblis, the snake, the dragon. beginning of the evil that this world was going to keep producing. This evil. And we can see this evil on all the channels. You can turn on Cinemax, HBO, Netflix, the black cinema channel. All these movies is us killing us, and us cheating on us do not want to get married. All of this come about because a liar, and what can kill a lie, a truth? What can kill a go lie? With the truth that God has, that God is only one, and we are one, supposed to be one with each other. So I see we got one person hand up, and that's our dear brother from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm a co-host worker, brother Lion, brother Abdul Akbar, and me and my wife is Daya Akbar. We have Suja Muhammad and his wife, Quran Muhammad. They are from Baton Rouge, and I guess later, brother A. Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, will come on. If he ain't busy at home, he said he will come on. So we have these distinguished brothers. So I'd like to bring Brother Tuja on up and let him carry on this excellent conversation that we have, that we have received Father, our great leader, Imam W.A. Muhammad, and before that, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and before that, on and on, good people, Dr. King, you name it. We only want to give credit to the best. So I want to bring Brother Suja, turn it over here. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. I see you in the queue. Alhamdulillah,
yes,
you got it. You like you said, if you stay ready, then you don't have to get ready. So you got it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one God. There's only one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, the messenger of Allah, he's God's servant. He's a servant of Almighty God. He prayed to God. Prophet Muhammad was a human being just like you and I. Allah said if the earth was populated with angels, he would have sent us an angel as a messenger. But the earth is populated with human beings. So he sent us a human being. That makes sense. You know, why are you going to send another creature to pass something on where they're not, they don't even communicate with each other? You know, they're not the same. But you're going to ask that other creature to deliver a message. that ain't real. That's not real. You know, we got to have somebody know how to talk. Somebody that get married, and somebody that eat food. And, you know, a person that have to pray. You know. And then, if we see that type of person go through something, we see that type of person submit, then we know how to submit. We know how to pray. We know how to sacrifice. because this person is just like me. He's a human being just like me. You know, even though Satan try to divide us, try to make one of us look like we got superpower. He try to make one of us more important than the other one. You know. So you're not gonna wanna be like the other person. You want to show the other person up. You want to outdo them. You want the people to think that he ain't no better than you. That I'm just as good as you. You see, that's Satan. Satan brings about this type of division. He makes a few moves, and when he makes those moves, you know, we have to give some type of interpretation to it, some kind of understanding to it, and the type of understanding that we give, in many cases, it's caused division. It divides us up. So Allah said that since the earth is populated with human beings, he sent us a human messenger, a man that ate food just like we did, a man that went to war. You see? So that's who we following. That's who we studied. That's who we pattern our life after. We want to know how he handled this situation. How did Prophet Muhammad handle it? I want to handle it the way he handled it. You know? Because he's an example. Because God himself influenced this man. You know, so we want to be ourselves, but we want to be the best of ourselves. Prophet Muhammad was the best of ourselves, the best of self. You see, that's not taking nothing from me. If I learn something from my brother, and I use it, that's not taking nothing from me. That's assisting me. That's allowing me, let me know what to do in certain instances, in certain situations, to show me what to do. So it's really helped me. And I'm always trying to explain that your brother is your power. If you kill your brother, you're killing your own power. You see? You're killing your own support. If you don't have nobody to support you, you don't have nobody to cover your back, then you in bad shape. This wall that we're fighting, we can't fight it alone. We can't fight it alone. You see? The Quran says Satan is our enemy only if we give ourselves to him. You see? And the Quran say, speaking of the jinn, The Quran calls the jinn spirit. So he's a spirit. And we know what spirit is. There's good spirit and there's bad spirit. God say, God give us spirit. God say, after I breathe my spirit into this human being that I'm making from clay, from mud, I want you to submit to him after I breathe my spirit into him. After I breathe my spirit into him, then he became a living soul. That's another part. He came a living soul when God breathed his spirit. Spirit now, that's what he said, his spirit. We can't get it mixed up. So you had to go and read it again. He just said, after I breathe my breath into it, his spirit. And he became a living soul. You see? But now we got preachers is trying to give the idea that the creator of the heaven and earth is a spirit. That's impossible, brother and sister. You know, we have a word in Islam, Allah Akbar. And Allah Akbar is saying that God is greater. Greater than what? Anything you say that he is, or imagine that he is, he's greater than that. Allah Akbar. God, the creator, created spirit. We can't give him that label. We can't conclude that that's what God, who God is. He's just spirit. And you got all kinds of spirit. They even call alcohol after you drink it. The alcohol that you drink, excuse me, they call that spirit. No, that's not God. We can't say God is a spirit. And if a person tell you something like that, then you want to know, want to ask him, could that become part of me? Could I contain that spirit? Could I resent that spirit? Prophet Muhammad said he made his spirit, which the Quran called jinn, he said he made his spirit a Muslim. So what is that saying? That's saying that his spirit that was in him sometimes gets out of control or can go beyond just being in him and can make him act in a way that he should act. So, but he made the point that he made his spirit a Muslim. In other words, he controlled the spirit that's in him. And you can control the spirit that's in you. You can. They got songs that can give you good spirit. They have people when they're happy and enjoying themselves. I have seen them with high spirit. High spirit. The spirit is high. You go in that atmosphere and you can feel the spirit. You see? Even in some of the houses of worship, they say that the spirit is high in that church. In that masjid. The spirit is high. You see? So it can't be God. Because the spirit that's in you, you control that spirit. You control the spirit that's in you. The spirit origin is nothing that created itself. So the spirit can't be God. Even if they say there's three gods, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They call it the Holy Ghost spirit also. That's the spirit. So when somebody say that God is a spirit, then they way out of order. See, well, your vision, one of your senses can see a spirit. One of your vision. The feeling aspect, one of your senses, excuse me, one of your senses can detect. It's a good feeling. The spirit can be just like a hurricane, just like a tornado. You can have that type of spirit. You can have the type of spirit that you don't want to hear nothing. Don't tell me nothing. I'm upset. I'm mad. The spirit could be out of control. And people with that spirit sometimes hurt people. So you can't say that's God. So please don't let nobody get away with that type of answer, with that type of statement that God is a spirit. There's nothing like God. No vision can capture God. No one can contain God. God is not coming. God is ever present and never absent. God is everywhere at once. The Quran said God is closer to you than your jugular vein. Closer to you than your jugular vein. Think about that. That's the vein that If somebody cut that vein, you dead. They can't sew it back together. You're going to slowly die. Your blood going to slowly. They say that's the most peaceful way to die. That's the way we allow animals. We cut their jugular vein. And when you cut the jugular vein, the blood seeps out when your heart pumps. You see, no pain. Yes. Somebody cut your jugular vein, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. So we have to understand these different things, because that's some of the way, that's some of the ways that Satan influences the human being. And if they don't have knowledge of it, he can control it. He can influence them. We get to pass this on to our children. And when they hear it, and when they learn the concept, they got it. Shaitan can't fool them no more. They can defend themselves. So we got to be one that study and know the truth, and able to, when somebody bring you something, you know, you think and examine what they brought you. Don't accept it all at once. Don't just accept it because it was so-and-so. It don't make no difference who it is. Sometimes so-and-so can be misguided. And you're supposed to help your brother at all times. You're supposed to want for your brother what you want for yourself. Just because your brother knows a few things that you don't know, I don't mean he knows everything. There's a whole lot of things that he don't know. You see? And believe it or not, the majority of the time, the same brother get it from you. He get it from you. But if you ain't got no confidence in yourself, you think that that everything is coming from him. Everything ain't coming from him. He learning new. So that's how we got to think. That's how we have to move in life. We got to move, and we got to see that our brother is our power. When the Lord said that he gonna bless us with inheritance, and then he gonna give us power in the land. That gonna come when we in unity with our brother. You know. So we thank you. We pray that Allah bless everybody, and I said something that can be used. I'm not the all knowing, I'm not the all wise, but I try hard to pass something on to my brother or sister where they can use it, you know, and at certain times, you know. So I came to you in peace, to leave you in peace, of As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum. Thank you, Brother Sujad. Good talk. Excellent talk. Very honored. So all praise and due to Allah. Humilisha Tan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman and Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilah. And Muhammad Rasulullah. Be back with us again. There's no God but Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. But no more prophet to come. He has brought us the final revelation. And they are Quran. That book has not been tampered with. His book is just like it was when God gave it to Prophet Muhammad when he received it. And he gave it to us back the way he received it, called revelation. So we thank Allah for the opportunity of being coming for you. And this about this image excuse me. Praise Allah. I have the young man on. Akeem, you got anything you tonight?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
We got salam.
In the name of the most gracious, the most merciful, the one who have created the heavens and the earth, and have created the minds upon the earth to create and innovate every system that we can ever imagine. All praise is due to Allah, the one God. We do not divide God as a trinity or add on gods to God Almighty. We accept the oneness of our Lord. We accept his prophets, his books, his messengers, and we accept his last prophet, Prophet Muhammad. May Allah, may Al-Rab, may the creator of creation give him peace and blessings, and all of the prophets give him peace and blessings. The Quran says, the Quran teaches that the one God will not change no condition about any of us, any creature upon his earth, will not change his condition until we change what is in our hearts. He said no condition, whether it's math, science, government, Congress, or politicians, he said whatever it is, he's not going to change it. He said he only changes something when we change the condition of our hearts. He said when we change his condition, Allah is giving his believers his mercy, because without changing a condition, you cannot be aware of it. So his mercy is the first to make you aware of what you cannot find a solution towards yourself to change, because Allah has to be that solidifier to change that condition, that development. But first, he allows the human will to identify it back on Allah. Meaning his mercy is so infinite, especially when he guide us to him. And so this condition that we run across, what we have, we humans, we're not the first people in history to have this condition. The worst condition, he says, is when he makes us deaf, dumb, and blind from his word. He said the worst is a disease of the heart. The worst is a disease that is increased. It's increased. Allah give us he give us mercy. He give us compassion. But out of his mercy, one of his names is the Redeemer, to redeem the mankind, to redeem the spirit, to redeem the body, the soul, to redeem it and put it in order out of the order it then came from, to put it back on fitra, put it back on the fitra, to give the soul his identity back, to give us our lives back, huh? So that we can understand Allah's development. But as long as we push for something,
Allah will assist us. Christ says that my Lord did not forsake me. Allah don't forsake us. Allah will never forsake us. Allah got so much mercy on his servants that he want us to identify what's the problem. Why aren't you comprehending? I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to assist you. I'm trying to help you. And so we are the biggest rejectors. But it's something about the humans that's different about his, all his creation. The tree don't have a soul. The air don't have a soul. The earth, the dirt don't have no soul. The angels don't have no soul. They don't have this rock Allah has given to us. So he solidified us in a special way and put us over his creation to be able to identify the usage of his creation, to wander, to think, to reflect. He give us sign after sign after sign. You know, when you go outside and your environment of outside is more calmer in your house, calmer than your house, that's a problem. That's a condition. That's a condition. Somewhere where we pray at should be way more peaceful than outside. When we come to the mosque, come to that masjid, or dear brothers and sisters, you don't know, a mosque is like coming to church, but it's more special than church, because you come and you take your shoes off and make it. Allah said, come home. Take your shoes off and you feel real comfortable. You get to wiggle your toes, take your shoes out to. I just take your feet out of your shoes and relax your feet. So Allah identified with you coming to his house, comfortability, being comfortable, right? Being comfortable. He brings society. He says society. He said, build masjids all through the land. You can come for a safe haven, come to something you can blow out. He said, don't go blow out your steam on somebody who hurts you. Come to me. Talk to me. Let me rectify your affairs. Let me be your disposer of your affairs. Again, let me change your condition. But you have to acknowledge what's your condition, what's your problem. We all humans. And all of us don't have the same problem. Some of us got different problems that need to be identified. So that we can identify it and we can help. The brothers and the sisters should not look at the one who has strayed away because they didn't pull them out the wrong as they're better than that person. No. Allah tells us in the Quran, he said, exalt your brother and your sister. He said, exalt them in righteousness. Exalt them in righteousness. But when Allah allows us to identify a problem, they got this and they got this. They use things like this in drug classes or alcoholic classes where they tell you different programs they have that tell you, they say, first you got to know that what's your problem? What's your problem? Then when you identify your problem, then they can help. Then they can help. But you have to first be able to identify your problem. Allah said, identify your problem and come to him with it. Come to him with it. You're being too flirtatious. He said, come to him with it. And rectify your feeling. Allah give you something. He said, look, this fast. So if you can control your appetite, you can control your sex. And so on and so on. If the woman's too flirtatious or too uncontrolling of men, she need men. Well, I tell her to fast. He said fast. Or you can get married. Whatever your situations might be. Whatever. We're humans. So we have some. We have different situations and we have different conditions. And our condition should be utilized from the will Allah have given his servant so that we can utilize ourselves. It's all about progression. It's all about evolving. It's all about uplifting the spirit and keeping the spirit lifted. It's all about getting that light of Allah on our faces. It's all about keeping the smile from other, the anger, from the sins, from the jealousy, the envy. Some of us are so sensitive and so in tune with our Creator, in tune with good development, good nature, that we can feel the hate or the evil eyes or the jealousies, the jealous looks. Or the, we can feel it. We can feel it. And they have not yet been able to come to their condition or their heart. Or their heart. The heart works with how you think and feel. It works off of your senses. It attracts your desires to the point where you want your desires to be. This is righteous talk. You want your desires to be alarming to your righteousness. You don't want your desire to be pleasing to your Creator. You want to understand it, because Allah that made you special, He made you more special than He made His earth. And then He says in the Quran, He said, "I asked the earth to come willingly or unwillingly," meaning He gave the earth an opportunity to submit to Him. The earth, I didn't make myself. The air said, "I didn't make me." The tree said, "I didn't make me." They said that we come in willingly. We come in willingly, and it's signs in that for the thinkers. You see the tree's arch? They submitting. They solid, submitting. Then they sacrifice. We use houses and furniture, fire. The tree sacrifice. And whatever we do, we say Bismillah. Before we cut the tree down, we say Bismillah. It don't belong to us. It belongs to Allah. But our condition has to change individually. Individually. Imam Muhammad said that if you see a person, and we human, so we got to understand our language, right? If you see a person trying to help himself or herself, then you assist that person. You help that person. You make sacrifices within your own selves to help that person to become a better person. Or if they just need help, you help them, right? Allah says, He said, we should be in a race towards all good. All good. I tell sisters when I was a little bit too slow to open up a door, you know what I tell them? Apologize for not opening up fast enough. And they look at me like, did that man just really say that to me? Who am I? You're a good person. That's who you are. And I look back in my eyes and tell them, you're a good person. Right. We're here to remind each other and help each other and be solid with each other. Be solid. Be solid. We have a soul that Allah has given us. In scripture, it says He breathed the soul into them in Genesis 1-7. He said He breathed it into them. The ones without understanding say they have peace of Allah. So that urges them to have another understanding that's saying they in the image of Allah. So if they have another God has been introduced to them in a different religion or the same religion, just a different doctrine, that is made of gold or silver, alarming to the eye, then that becomes their new God. We want to be able to protect our Christian brothers and sisters with the knowledge Allah has blessed us to understand, because He changed our conditions. He changed our conditions, and we should utilize the change that He had given us to protect our brothers and sisters by giving this beautiful information, this beautiful knowledge that Allah has prescribed for the whole entire world. No, we are not a part of Allah. Allah is our maker. Allah is our fashioner. He's the one who fashioned our bones with flesh. He made our sexes. We didn't choose who we want to be, males or females. Eyes, blue eyes, black eyes, brown eyes, nappy hair, long hair, straight hair. We didn't choose this. Allah chose us for us. Allah put us in each other's lives for reasons. Not for hate. Not for jealousy. Not for dislike. Why we know this? We know this because Allah don't accept none of it. He don't accept corruption. He don't accept a person who snorts their nose at the other person. He don't accept it. He don't accept someone who evil eyes another person. He don't accept that. He don't accept the foul body language. He don't accept it. Satan want it all day. But a lot of them accept it. A lot of them write it as a good deed. Allah says, I'm closer to mankind than his own jugular vein. He said, I'm closer to man than the own jugular vein. Meaning Allah controls your eyes, our lives. And Allah controls our death. And he controls our destiny. And he controls the grave. He's the commander, the big commander in chief. He is the Lord of all worlds, all systems of knowledge that made us so special and gave us a soul in our bodies to comprehend him. In his creation, what he made it for. And he made us for a special reason. He don't need paradise. Allah don't need the heavens. He ain't no uses for him. He don't need a pretty woman. He don't need a nice husband. He don't need no one to take care of him. He's self-sufficient. He don't need sleep. No slumber can sleep him, no sleep. His all things in the heavens and the earth. I mean, everything comes back to Allah. You look at metal, old metal, old metal. You ever had old metal that dust? You see it crumbs down to dirt. Everything goes back to Allah. But our condition from everything that we go through in life is a reason. Whether it's hurt, pain, agony, suffering, happiness, joy. Allah said, be grateful. Why? Because he closer to you than your own. He know you better than you know yourself. He controls your life. He could have made it more deadlier for you. He could have took your lives, took our lives. But he saved you. He saved you. Now he says, save yourself now. Your Savior came. He saved you. Allah saved you. How you know that? Because you all here. We all here. Now he says, save yourself and your family and get interested. If he didn't save you, now he's telling you to save yourself and your family from a painful, from his painful torment of hellfire. Meaning, if I pull, Allah said, I'll pull you out of your corruption. Now, go back down. Imam Muhammad gave us this knowledge. He said, now, go back. He said, sometimes you got to go. He said, you might not have everything you need in life, but he said, you got a good mind. You got a good heart. He said, now, go back in the jungle. Go back in the streets you came from and go help somebody else. Well, he got it from Allah. But we talking as a human being family. Then we are brothers and sisters to each other. And we can't identify with unrighteous, unmoral people when we're moral. They're not going to help. They're not going to have an interest in true. They're going to have more interest of jealousy and envy. Why are you doing this? Who the hell this Negro think he is? Who the woman think she is? Why is she always feeding and helping these people? What good? What what and who they think they are. Allah already gave us this truth. He already gave us. He put us. The Quran puts all of His servants ahead of all of our problems. It tells us what to expect out of every and each last person we come across to in life. It tells us how to control our emotions. Imam Muhammad said, "Don't be an emotional roller coaster. Don't get so involved in relationships and that you just overdrawn with emotions. I want to kill that nigga. I want to nigga old butt. I want to kill someone." He said, "Don't get too involved in your emotions. Why? Allah don't accept it. Allah only accepts the good." He said, "Man have wronged their own soul, not Allah." So we look to Allah as a savior. We look to Allah to be the savior. And we look for ourselves to redeveloping, evolving our moral life so that we can gradually evolve into paradise. And the first paradise, we know, my dear brothers and sisters, is once we begin to do right. That's the first paradise, the coming to it, the thinking, the actions, how you feel in your heart. Coming to it, qualify all corruption, corrupted activities, corrupted mind, corrupted talk, disqualified. Let Satan know he can't beat up on you as much. He gonna get you with some small things. He might don't get you with the big thing, but he'll come to your neck for them small things. And beware, Allah says, treat an enemy like an enemy. You don't treat friends like enemies. You don't treat enemies like friends. And you treat believers, you give believers their respect. They have ties over you. The first tie that we have over believers is giving the greetings. We don't say, assalamu alaikum, and don't return it. Allah writes that it's a sin. But if we return it, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahu barakatuh, wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullahu barakatuh. May God give you peace and blessings be upon you. If we say it back, then Allah give us blessings. And we on this earth to get blessings. Satan, dear brothers and sisters, Satan, a Lucifer, or the fallen angel. He, the only thing he did was disobey Allah. And I'm not saying like it's small, big. It's big. But the only thing he did was he disobeyed Allah and got egotistic with it. And do you know Allah kicked him out of the paradise? Do you know Satan had it made? Satan had it made. He already in the kingdom. Imagine an angel getting kicked out of paradise. You ain't even hear me. You being kicked out of the heavens? All he did was disobey the law. We have did more disobeying than Satan have did upon the earth. So Allah gave us more mercy than he gave Shaitan. Why? Because he gave us a soul. And the reminder is he's closer to us than our own jugular vein. He said Muhammad, the last prophet, the one that Christ prophesied about in the Bible, the one he said that he fell on his face and prayed. Him, that Christ. That prophet. In Revelation, he tells us that he's a prophet in Revelation 1. He compares himself with another prophet. And he tells us that he's a prophet. So he prophesies about Prophet Muhammad in Scripture. And he told us, he forewarned the followers of Abraham. Which are Christians and Jews, as Imam give us his knowledge. Give us his knowledge. And he tell us about Muhammad. But Prophet Muhammad is he's all of the prophets are special, but Prophet Muhammad is a seal of what Allah developed in a human being to be upon this earth. Because he said he a mercy. He ain't just a prophet. He's the mercy to all of his worlds. All his worlds, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is hope. This is hope for the sinner, for the one who turned his back on Allah, for the one who disobeyed Allah, for the one who can't get it right. They try every day, but they don't give up. This is hope for the one who wants to come to Allah, don't know how, still looking, still searching, still trying to find the answers for the questions they always had. But we got it. Now, what are we going to do with it? And we look at all of the prophets, my dear brothers and sisters. All of them did da'wah. All of them. And one thing about it, they known that it was going to die. Harriet Tubman knew she was going to die. Right? She knew it. Frederick Douglass, Nat Turner, Marcus Garvey. I'm pretty sure Emmanuel D. Muhammad had a paranoia on him. I'm pretty sure the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had it. Imam Jamil El-Amin, the leaders of these gangs. I'm pretty sure that they had it. That they known that their goodness of what they could produce. The society and the world wasn't ready for it. They didn't want it. They couldn't find the self to make a residual amount of money off of it. I'm pretty sure of it. But what they do, these are the ones that died for us, in jail for us, in prison for us. These are the ones who put their lives in the front line of the enemy. Who the enemy, anybody against freedom, justice, and equality. Anybody against progress, growth, development. That's the enemy. Anyone's against fighting oppression. And Allah said oppression is worse than slaughter. But we should never let the enemy get ahead of us. Ever. Never. And never attract the minds and me try to offer you. Defeat them. Defeat the enemy. And know that Allah is bigger and better and got more control and controls everything upon his earth. We don't want our enemy to control us. We don't want it. But they're doing it. They're doing it. They still, my dear brothers and sisters, haven't let Imam Jamil El-Amin free. Hoover. And other people who put their lives on the line just to fight for righteousness. And they're being held accountable with their own souls and hands. But they know that their victory is with their Lord. I'm pretty sure Dr. King was in the same mind state. Young brother was powerful in words. And the law was more merciful to him. He helped change the condition of America. It wasn't a physical condition. It was a mental. It was a condition that the enemy did not want to be aware of. It was a condition that the enemy didn't want to hear. They didn't want to hear the Jesus mind. They don't want to hear the Muhammad's minds. They don't want to hear submission to Almighty God, Lord and Cherisher, Sustainer of all world, all citizens of knowledge, so that they can even better their own policies or the systems that they have created to build more oppression. for the masses of people. They ain't want to hear it. And they try so hard to cut it off now. And one of the strategies was to take the leader and break the congregation. Take the father out of the homes. Neutralize. When you neutralize, that's what it, yeah, you neutralize. Take the leaders out of the communities. Find something to put on them. Take them out. Take the fathers out of the houses. Flood the streets with drugs, alcohol. Get their women against them, against their own man. And our women they're not our women. They European. The European got more ownership of our women than we do. He feed them. He clothe them. He put them in the nice houses, apartments. Pay very little. Help you with bills. Give you free money. He got more control of our women than we got ourselves. Because we didn't follow our pseudo-law. We ain't follow Christ. Everybody want to be their own man, their own mind. And the law already gave us a mind to utilize and to structure in our ummah. He gave us bricks. He gave us a house to circulate around and to really redeem ourselves and purify ourselves. He gave us this. These are his mercies and his gifts. And after we get it right, we become the beacons to our communities. But when we become these beacons, we don't want to be shut up like society shut us up, pushed out the way, like we don't mean nothing. After we didn't came from hell and hot water? No. This religion of Islam need to be taught in the manner, in a way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught it. Imam Wardi Muhammad taught it. It need to be taught that way. No matter if a brother took a shahada yesterday, he know his prayers, let him lead the congregation. This brotherhood is so powerful. But it's Shaitan is getting us with these small things, egos. He's making the ranks light. Where brothers feel comfortable now. They feel comfortable not putting their toe on the next brother toe, their elbow on the next brother toe. They feeling comfortable. As long as I'm praying, I'm good. No. You're taking away from the ummah. You're taking away from the brotherhood. You're taking away from the mind of Allah had blessed Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have and gave to us as the ummah. And you're taking the light that Allah, you can't dull the light of Allah. Allah will make it. No, Allah send your angels. But to go through the ignorance in community life, not in one particular community, but all a lot of communities. I go to a lot of communities and pray. Whatever masjid I'm close to, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. But I see the same thing. Brothers are scared to line up behind the muhezzin. They don't want to touch his feet. The muhezzin got too much power. It ain't the power of the muhezzin. It's the power of Allah. Allah say line up. You should line up with the muhezzin. You don't just jump in line. Your line should be lining straight out after the muhezzin, then the second in row line. The color of Dan, nobody should be talking. I mean, we ain't respecting our religion. Then how we expect someone who want to come to this religion respect it? That we playing in the music with it. We nonchalant. We done been Muslim all our lives. They don't mean nothing. But we are the ones that take America further. We are the ones uplift America. But we have to identify this condition that we have. And we know the condition of oppression. We know it. And Allah say oppression worse than slaughter. And we just sit back. We don't let We just sit back like it's a TV show. We don't care. We just sit back like we can't do nothing. Because we can't. Because we're scared. And that fear that we scared of, it should go to Allah, not mankind. Allah will assist you and aid you and help you. He will help our ummah. He will help community life. He will help the development of it. So he can shine his light upon his ummah. So, dear brothers and sisters, let's come into a understanding on our condition. Let's change our condition. Let's pray for a lot of change and help us change our condition. I love you. I come to you in peace, and I leave you in peace. At the beginning of peace, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Brother Aki. I want to bring Brother Sujada to say what he likes to say, and then we'll let him close out. Brother Sujada, assalamu alaikum. Brother Sujada. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Sujada, on mute, come on.
Get the thing.
Alhamdulillah. A'udhu Rahim and Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Master of this day of judgment. Dear long do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou had bestowed thy mercy and grace, not those whom thy wrath has brought down upon, not those who go astray. I mean.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah. This was a beautiful day, so we thank Allah for it. Alhamdulillah. See, I slam my leg.
You got 5 minutes, 6 minutes
of that. Oh, we got 5 minutes? Oh, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah and we thank Allah much, and Allah done gave us so much, you know, and it's so much that if we hold it, it's gonna worry us. So we got to. We got to turn it loose. You know, I know I be asleep at night. I wake up in the morning. Some on my mind. You know, and if I can't say nothing, I want to grab the telephone and find a station that somebody else is saying something so I can, you know. I listen to what they saying. I'm not saying nothing, but I hear somebody saying something. And then I'm just I'm hoping that what they say, you know, everybody's getting it straight and getting it right. You know, because when we first go out there, you're going to have problems, you know. But the more you out there, you know, the more professional you're going to be. Repetitions, doing the thing over and over, bring about professionalism. You know, that's how Jordan, you know, and Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson and all them hard-hitting boys. That's how they got so good, because they did something over and over.
They kept practicing. You know, and that's what we are doing. It might seem like it's repetition. You know, we're doing it every day. It might seem like a repetition. But that's a blessing. Brother Rafi.
Yes, sir.
I comes on Friday. I comes on the Friday, and inshallah, you know, my son and I come on, you know, Tariq and I. So what? I'm just asking you, you know, could I call you sometime, you know, and get you to come on the Fridays? You already ready. I already know you're ready. It's just that you're gonna be early in the morning, you know, on the lifeline. So you come on.
Yes, good. Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah, you got my number?
Inshallah. Okay. Is that the Fajr?
It's at 5:30 a.m. Central time and Eastern time, which is you all time, is 6:30 a.m. That's the time to come on, 6:30 a.m.
If you got some of that good barbecue.
Yeah. I can paint you a good picture.
Nah, I don't want no picture. I want to taste the food, man. You come on to Atlanta.
Okay, man.
Come on, we miss you down. We miss you down here, brother.
You don't have to. You don't have to think about it. But alhamdulillah, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We got to set up something so we can come down there and do something, you know, and be successful. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you, Lee.
What time is this? Yes, sir. Oh, it's that time.
Time for Easter.
Yeah, it's time for Easter. Yes, sir. So we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
You want me to close out again? You can if you want to.
Okay, man. I will do man. That shit kind of like genius. Cool. Allahu summit. Lam yulit, walam yulat, walam yakulahu kufu one ahat. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
I mean.
Thanks, man.
Coming up, we'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Everybody have a blessed night.